Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to draw near to his holy table. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." This morning, we have seen the King on his throne, and we've heard the angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." As I said earlier, we tend to link God's holiness with his righteousness and justice. God is holy, and therefore he must punish sin because he is just and righteous, and that's true. But God's moral holiness is linked just as much to his love and grace and mercy. God's holiness is his golden attribute, the attribute that crowns all other attributes. Then it applies to his love and grace and mercy, just as much to his righteousness and justice. And that is what we see this morning at the Lord's table. In this bread and wine are signposts pointing us to his righteousness and his justice on the one hand, and to his love and grace and mercy on the other. The bread speaks of his body broken for us when he died on the cross. The wine speaks of his blood shed for us when he died on the cross. And in that one moment, in that one death, God revealed his holiness. In that moment, the angels were singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Because in that moment, God was revealing his righteousness and justice. He punished our sins in Christ. And in that moment, he was revealing his love, grace, and mercy. He provided forgiveness for our sins in Christ. And this is why this table is called the Lord's holy table. This is not just any table. It's not just any meal, this isn't just any wine or any bread, it's the Lord's table. And for that reason it's holy, because it reveals his holiness to us. It's why it's not for anyone this morning to come and drink and eat. It's only for those who are baptized into his name, who have been made holy by the name of the triune God, and who are visible members of his church. Because what we're about to see, what we are about to touch, what we are about to taste, belongs to another world. These are things that are utterly unique. These are holy things. And as a baptized Christian this morning, perhaps if you've seen and heard God's holiness, you think, "Well, I can't come. I'm like Isaiah. I can't approach. I can't look, I can't touch, I can't eat." But that is where you would be wrong. Because right here on this table is the provision for you to approach, to look, to taste, to touch. It's why Jesus invites you. Because he was the holy seed that grew from the stump, that went through judgment and came out the other end. He was saved through judgment. And so he invites us as the risen, glorified King to come and eat and drink at his holy table. He says to us this morning, "Come, eat and drink. Drink this cup, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This is a table for baptized sinners. So come and be acceptable in his sight through your Lord Jesus Christ. As we come to eat and drink, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness. And in the presence of your holiness, we're aware of our unworthiness. We say with Isaiah, we are undone, Lord. We are sinful. We live among a people who are sinful. Yet in your holiness, you're also a God of love. And in your love, you sent your Son to forgive us. We rejoice in this great truth that you have taken a coal from the burnt offering of your Son, and you have touched our lips and our lives with it. Our sins are atoned for. Our guilt is taken away. And you have started to reintegrate us as people and to restore us. So, Father, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us, and we celebrate with joy the cleansing won for us in Christ. As we participate in this simple meal, help us by your Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith, and so nourish our faith, we pray. Grant to us to know the blessing of sins forgiven. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son, crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.